Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with New Orleans-based poet and singer Don Paul and veteran saxophonist Roger Lewis. They talked about their new material, Don's Love Over War, Roger's debut solo album All Right, along with collaborative work that they have done over the years. Roger Lewis has 60 years of making music in New Orleans and around the world with and without the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Together, they worked with The Rivers Answer Dreams featuring Herlin Riley, Kirk Joseph, Michael Torrigano Jr., and Mario Abney. Together, they are really a wonderful duo, and they have great stories. Enjoy this interview.
Joe DiMino. Hello, Joe.
Yes, sir. Hi, Roger.
Oh, how you doing, man?
How are you, sir?
I can't complain. Everything lovely.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking a minute out today. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
So, you know, Love Over War, I've already played it on the show. I love the song. So I want to know about what you two have been collaborating on lately.
Well, we haven't been collaborating really on nothing lately other than what we, you know, what we did on the album. We're probably getting ready to start a new project, but we've been mostly concentrating on the album, you know, and trying to get it played and, you know, stuff like that, promoting it and whatnot.
Yeah, we did Roger's album, All Right, with an exclamation point. We recorded that mostly last August in New Orleans at Rick G. Nelson's Marini Studio with Herlin Riley on drum set and Kirk Joseph on sousaphone. And I think that makes up most of the tracks on Roger's All Right. And then we went in again to the Marini Studio at the end of January and recorded Love Over War and Get Your Jam On and Glory, Glory, Glory is for Us All. So those are the main tracking sessions, and there was considerable overdubbing. Roger overdubbed for All Right last August and overdubbed for the more recent tracks in February, and Erica Falls came in and put her vocals on the tracks for Love Over War too. But it's a mix, as you've noticed. There are tracks on both Love Over War and All Right by the same title. Some are instrumental and some are vocal.
So how did you two come together? How did this musical union happen?
How long ago that's been? About, what, 5, 6 years, my dog?
It's been 8 years.
8 years. What time passed fast?
Yeah, and it was Roger's generosity as part of the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. I was helping to organize WWOZ's team in the Crescent City Classic. Reached out to him, and they put in some money to support the radio station, and that's how we became acquainted. Then he got an album called Ever Changing Light, and kind of took a shine to that, and we began to play out a bit. He's been on, I think, every gig that I've played in New Orleans since 2015.
Talk to me a little bit about why it works so well. I mean, obviously, you know, musical unions, there has to be some level of chemistry, there has to be some level of camaraderie. What do you like to boast about, you know, collaborating and performing?
Oh, well, I mean, the chemistry is definitely there. I mean, we have Herlin Riley, which is one of the most sought-after drummers in the world. We call him the Groove Master, and the great Kirk Joseph, who plays the sousaphone. You don't know if he's playing the sousaphone or if he's playing a string bass or electric bass. I mean, the chemistry is really good. We got Don Paul with the poetry, and I don't know, it just click. You know, and we create on the moment, on the spur of the moment. Our music is improvisation, so it really comes from the heart and soul, you know, what we do.
Yeah, with Roger, for me, it's that he's always there. He's got a great ear and a great sense of rhythm, and he responds freely. He's not hung up over anything. I remember him telling about Alvin Fielder, very good improvisational drummer, Alvin saying to him that he could never lose him. And Roger said, well, it's easy. I just followed you. You know, so that's it. He feels, and he's able to express his feelings. I think that for his album, All Right, is, you know, the first time the world has been able to hear Roger Lewis in his range and depth, you know, as an individual artist. Tell us what you think, Joe.
Oh, I think it's great. I've been really impressed with, there's been such a deluge of material that's been coming out since COVID has been eased, and just in this period, I think it's interesting how music is realistically, like, just with the theme of love over war, music has kind of taken on a theme that I don't think it has lacked, but it hasn't necessarily had the punch that it's had lately to kind of bring together, you know, human beings and one common cause to overcome, you know, the things that we're going through globally as a people. And I think that jazz has always been kind of one of the original protest musics. And I think it just really has a way of uniting and bringing things together. And I think you two have done a wonderful job of doing that.
Thank you. I think when you listen to it, you can hear a lot of different things that relates to, you know, what we're going through with this virus thing, you know, because the virus really changed, it really changed the music and changed, I mean, it's not only the music, changed everything, really, that we're dealing with now. It changed the world and how we, even that, you know, it has a mental effect somewhat, and I think what we did portrayed a lot of that, you know, in the music.
Roger, do you feel more urgency for your playing now? Like more of an intense inspiration?
Yeah, well, I mean, I always feel that. I mean, you know, I just can't wait till the next gig or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Music's in you for
ever. Yeah, I mean, I've been doing music for what, since 1948, you know. I started playing professionally in 1950s, 52, 53, somewhere right up in there. So, I mean, it's, you know, I've been doing this a long time. And, it's just so spiritual for me, you know.
Yeah, I think that, you know, talking about the sessions, Joe, all of them, it may sound a little ridiculous to paraphrase Che Guevara, but they were informed with love. There was a lot of love among everybody, as we knew it was going to be Roger's first album as a leader, and there was a lot of intention there to deliver as best we could, you know, to provide him a vehicle. And he really delivered. He played, you know, on several tracks, three saxophones, even four saxophones, overdubbed with effects. He really got into it, and Herlin was always rock solid. Herlin provided some very inspired rhythms, and Kirk was tremendous. Again, everyone really put their shoulder to the wheels.
You know, it's a wonderful thing when you got guys that are really playing together, you know, like unselfishly, you know. When I play with Herlin, or, you know, well, I'm going to use Herlin right now. When I play with Herlin brings, make you play things you don't even know you could play. He makes it rhythmically and melodically, and Kurt, you know, he make you do things. You know, those guys, I mean, it's mind-blowing, really, you know.
I think that's the thing now that we're looking, you know, hopefully on the other side of this virus and getting out and doing live gigs and doing some more things, especially with you being in a cradle of jazz in New Orleans. How is everything opening up? Do you feel as though coming out with material that you can perform live, do you feel like this is kind of a phoenix moment? How are you conceptualizing the return to music and just having new material out there for people with a whole different mindset?
Oh, people ready for some new music, you know. Like, I'd use the Dirty Dozen, for instance. We haven't had a record since about 10 years. It was 2012 we put out our last record, and people just waiting. I mean, people want to hear. Everybody waiting for something fresh and new. And there's a lot of good stuff coming out of New Orleans. New Orleans seemed to be the birthplace for everything that's coming out. There's really was a lot of stuff that's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
You got all these groups coming out like Nicholas Payton Charles, Trombone Shorty, James Andrews, Wynton Bradford, and then Delphio, and Christian Scott, They got so many. Calvin Jones. So, I mean, the list go on and on and on and on, man, you know.
And Maureen says, you know, she's a show host to WWO, and she says she's getting a steady flow of really creative and impassioned kind of recordings in 2022. Many of them coming to her through Keith Smith Promotions, but they come from everywhere, from Indiana, from Columbia, from the San Francisco Bay Area, from New York City. So it's a general burgeoning, and I think everyone feels liberated, but they also feel like they've got to fight for their freedom. So we've got two major motive forces behind this creation.
So I think the main thing, too, is I'd like to let everybody know out there the best avenue to purchase your music, respectively, and how they can find out about live shows and anything related to your worlds as musicians. So where's the best place for people to go?
Louisiana Music Factory to buy the albums, for sure. We want to support that it has been here forever for Louisiana musicians. So both All Right by Roger and Love Over War by me and Rivers Answer Moons, the band with Roger, Herland, Kirk, Michael Toragano Jr., and Mario Abney. Those are both available at Louisiana Music Factory, and we really recommend that as a source. You can also hear them and buy them over Bandcamp.com. One of my websites, the letter U, R, number one, light.com, UR1Light.com. That has the albums and links to the sources I just mentioned, and it also has, each album comes with a booklet, and you can see the pages of the booklets there at UR1Light.com.
Wonderful. Roger, I got a quick question for you, and this kind of brings Kansas City into focus. I don't know if you remember with the Dirty Dozen, on the night before we won the Super Bowl, you performed with the Squirrel Nut Zippers at the Kauffman Performing Arts Center. Do you remember that?
I remember playing with the Squirrel Nut Zippers, but I don't remember all those gigs, man. I'm one of them guys that I don't remember that gig.
That gig was magical. It was the night before we played the Super Bowl, and the town was bathed in red, and I remember Jimbo led everybody in a procession into the concourse that night.
I remember that.
So the reason why it was magical was because obviously the Chiefs won the first Super Bowl in 50 years, and I remember you guys saying from stage, if it can't be the Saints, it might as well be another jazz town. And then and then I remember, too, that was about a month before everything started shutting down, and I thought, there is no possible way that anybody's mind can wrap themselves around how many people were squashed in that little area before everything happened. It was just so jubilant and wonderful.
Yeah.
It was a great memory to have before we went into that new world of ours. So anyway, I just wanted you to let you know, you guys were smoking.
That made me remember that clicked in my brain. I do so many gigs, man. When we first started, man, we was doing like 365 gigs a year.
Yes. Oh, I bet. I'm certain. But yeah, and the only reason why I bring that up is because there were so many parts of that was special, you know, for Kansas City and just for what was going on in the world. Well, cool. Well, gentlemen, thank you for taking some time out. I know you guys are busy with things going on today, but I appreciate you stepping out to talk about the new material.
Yes, thank you, Joe. And you're doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful work on the
daily.
Thank
you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I'm just standing on the shoulders of giants like you guys. So you guys keep doing the good work, and we'll just all come together and make some good in the world.
Okay. All right. Can't wait to hear your next show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in New Orleans, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to both Don and Roger for their time, music, and story. Want to hear more interviews? Go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino on the iTunes Store. Visit Neon Jazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the neonjazz.blogspot.com. And you can go to joedomino.com and kick in via Patreon or PayPal. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.